You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem serving the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm. Radio is yours!
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming live and archived at xray.fm, radio is yours.
Good morning.
Excuse me. Good morning.
And happy Friday. You are, as of right now, kicking off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy. I am your host for the next few hours, Anthony Opasensky, and welcome. It's going to be a sunny weekend, and we're okay with that. Once again, you're hearing my voice this morning, but in a few short moments, I will be joined by two incredible guests, which I'm very excited to chat with this morning. So once they give me the all clear that they're here, we'll take a little musical break, and then I will go retrieve them, and as I say it, it happens. I have summoned them. So, take a brief hiatus in this wonderful morning, and I will be right back with two incredible guests, and we will properly kick off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy here on X-Ray FM.
Sad about it. ascolti per un momento capirai. Lui è il gatto ed io la volpe, stiamo in società, di noi ti puoi fidare. Puoi parlarci dei tuoi problemi, dei tuoi guai, i migliori in questo campo siamo.
My friends inside my pockets got my ice age heat wave can't complain. If the world's at large, why should I remain? Walked away to another plant. Gonna find another place, maybe one I can stand. I move on to another day, to a whole new town with a whole new way. Went to the porch to have a thought. Got to the door and again I couldn't stop. You don't know where and you don't know when, but you still got your words and you've got your friends. Walking on to another day. Work a little harder, work another way. Well, baby, I ain't got no plan. Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Gonna float on, maybe, would you understand? Well, I float on, maybe, would you understand? Shorter and the nights get cold. I like the autumn, but this place is getting old. I pack my belongings and I head for the coast. It might not be a lot, but I feel like I'm making the most. The days get longer and the nights smell green. I guess it's not surprising, but it's spring and I should leave. I like songs about drifters, books about the same. They both seem to make me feel a little less insane. Walked on off to another spot. I still haven't gotten anywhere that I want. Did I want love? Did I need to know? Why does it always feel like I'm caught in an undertow? Themselves to death against the lights, adding the breeze to the summer nights. Outside water like air was gray. I didn't know what I had that day. Walk a little farther to another plane. You said that you did, but you didn't understand. I know it's starting over, it's not what life's about. But my thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud I couldn't hear my mouth. My thoughts were so loud.
After that brief musical break, as promised, I am back to kick off your weekend with Kickstand Comedy here on X-Ray with two lovely and wonderful guests. I am here with the wonderful, the hilarious Bree Pruitt and Sarah. I forgot to ask before we got on how to say your last name.
Well, you already blew it.
Well, I already.
It's Sarah.
This is my retirement announcement. Thank you all for listening. Sarah,
morning.
Okay.
Good morning.
We had such a good start to the morning. Now I just feel like...
Sometimes you hear Modest Mouse.
And it changes you. It changes you. It does.
I had a moment when that song was playing.
Yeah, you had to close your eyes.
I did. I wasn't expecting you to play a Modest Mouse song at 7:13 in the morning.
Not a lot of people are, but that's how we get you. Hook you in.
We got to Portland last night.
Yeah.
And everything that has happened has been extremely on brand.
Yeah. I mean, that's huge. Yeah.
We went to a bar. We did radio at a bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been a lot of trees. Oh, thank you.
Because Bree, you are from Portland.
Yeah, I'm from Portland. I mean, I grew up east of 82nd.
Yeah.
And so some people would take issue with me saying that I'm from Portland. You know?
Listen, I say I'm from Portland, and then if people ask where in Portland, I say, oh, Beaverton, which is even worse, because you never know, and then people go, oh, Beaverton, yeah, like, where in Beaverton? I go, Alloa.
Boo!
So it's a big thing. You gotta gauge, so it's a safe space here.
Well, I grew up in Clackamas, you know, I lived in Northwest Portland, I went to Portland State University. When will it be enough for you people?
I know. Never is the answer.
Never. But I've been living in Los Angeles for 10 years.
Ooh.
It's fine. I live in Burbank. I live in the Valley
Shouts
now.
Shouts out.
Yeah,
Burbank.
Yeah. I live in Los Angeles. Where do you live in Los Angeles?
Yeah, yeah, Burbank. Yeah, similar.
See?
Similar vibe.
Exactly. I will say, last time I was in L.A., flew out of the Burbank airport.
Primo.
Primo.
That's where we just came from. Yes.
Yeah. Never go to LAX.
Oh my gosh. It was a beautiful experience.
I mean, does LAX even have a Guy Fieri's Gourmet Kitchen?
No, and Burbank has two.
In the airport or just Burbank?
No, two in the airport. There's one in Terminal A and one in Terminal B.
That's incredible.
Amazing waiter. Shout out LaDante if you're listening.
Definitely. Friend of the show.
Oh, LaDante Guy Fieri's Gourmet Kitchen?
Guy Fieri's Kitchen and Bar in the Burbank Airport Terminal B.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for naming the terminal.
Best waiter I've ever had.
He was like a singing waiter. He was singing everything. He was just bringing so much joy to every commuter.
And you love that. And you love that. Because that's not something where Guy Fieri is like, hey, I need you to bring this energy.
I noticed none of the other servers were singing.
Yeah, for sure.
It was LaDante and he gave us
welcome to Guy Fieri's restaurant.
Well, there was like, you know,
two menus for the lovely ladies.
Somebody said something about Buffalo and he went, Buffalo Soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's vibes. Yes. That's vibes.
It was vibes.
Day one vibes.
And then he left us with a quote.
Yeah, the quote was about
everyone gets a quote at the end of the meal.
And the quote
check.
Was about being scared about what's
it
the
was
only
like,
thing to be scared of is your imagination.
It was like often things are worse in our are scarier in our imagination than they are in reality.
And I was like, brother, I'm about to tape a special. Yeah. Are you psychic? I am scared.
I'm crying in a Guy Fieri restaurant right now. In Terminal B. It's a Terminal A energy. Wow.
It was so, Great Ranch also.
Yeah, Great Ranch.
Oh, huge. Okay, so this ranch.
Justin, you look like a ranch guy. Is that unkind to say?
No, I appreciate it.
I think that's rude.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not rude to ask white people if they're
It's like the type of white you are.
Well, what are the other types?
Other types of ranch. Like, can you be a little more dill focused, maybe, or... you know, some ranches are a little thicker.
This was a
blackened ranch.
Yeah, sure.
This was a buttermilk ranch.
A classic. Guys. Yeah, please, first name. But you're again, friend of the show.
Yeah.
So was this a dipping ranch? Because my fiance is also a huge ranch head. And so she has a lot of opinions on ranch. And so we have opinions everywhere we go. We've never bought a good ranch at a store. But it's always when we find a restaurant.
I believe there's a lot of... Chick-fil-A and Popeye's ranch celebration.
Okay.
I'm not a ranch person,
right?
But I am a Diet Coke person.
Okay.
And I believe our communities are parallel
in
our addictions and obsessions.
To artificial flavors.
Yeah, right. Ranch is a naturally occurring flavor. I don't know what you're talking about.
It comes from the ranch.
Yeah, you grind.
It is buttermilk. And some other things.
What is sour cream, I think. I usually can figure out, you know, the flavor profile. I'm like, parsley, paprika.
There's some dill in there.
Dill?
Pepper, maybe, to give it some spice for the whites.
It's really just a white sauce.
It's
a white sauce.
Yeah. So this good ranch.
It's white yogurt.
Yeah.
When you say it like
that,
I'm
going to
throw
white people,
up. Yeah.
But, you know, Eastern Europeans would take a lot of issue with being considered not white.
Balkans are, I don't know if Balkans identify as white. I feel like it's its own.
I think a lot
thing.
Of them very much do.
I won't right. speak to the Balkan. If you're right. Balkan, please call in. And
yeah, please. If you have any opinions on Ranch, Guy Fieri's restaurant in Terminal B of the Burbank Airport.
Serbians, we'd love to hear from
yeah,
you.
Terminal A of Burbank any, Airport.
Yeah, exactly. Please text in at 971-220-KXRY, 971-220-5979. Great. So this ranch. Okay, was it a dip?
No, you don't really have to keep talking about the ranch.
We do because I okay. run this show. No, it's because dipping. What
it
was quality about it?
It wasn't too thick.
Okay,
sometimes
but it wasn't too thin.
Sometimes the ranch is too comedogenic, if I may say.
Yeah,
a little too thick. A little too wants to stick to your fry.
Can we say comedogenic on the radio?
Is
that okay let me
say?
Check.
Yeah.
FCC doesn't have it in there,
the
so they
C-word?
The C word. Yeah.
I'm a Buffalo guy.
I'm
Buffalo soldier.
Whoa, LaDante.
Hey, there we go. Yeah. This is not channeling.
You got that 4C soul, Justin. No, a little bit.
When a family came in, he addressed them as family.
Yeah, he goes, "What does Mama Bear want?"
And he's like, "Hey, family, what are we getting?" And I was like, "I love that.
Yeah.
I love being called family."
Yeah.
I do want to say, as I'm going to do this over the air, it's Anthony.
Oh God, I'm so sorry.
No, it's
sorry,
okay.
So
now we're even in terms of messing up. So now the universe has been aligned.
And that's, I haven't and been that's misaddressed, good. So we can pepper okay. that in later. Sara, my friend of many years, feel free to call me
whatever you want. Whatever I like.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was called on a podcast. I used to do Doug Benson's podcast quite a bit, and a comedian who I will name Daniel Van Kirk. He called me Brit for about 90 minutes on a podcast, and I corrected him many times, and he just did not receive it.
That's
a
powerful
wall
of energy.
And he is forever my nemesis,
unfortunately,
even though he's a very nice man who is very funny.
Yeah. Sorry, Daniel.
That's tough. You know, it happens. It took all of me to even address it. I was like, I'll just let it ride for the whole. I'll just let it ride
Don't
to the
let
whole.
People treat you like that. I have now worked with a woman named Marcella for 2 years, and I just found out that her name is Marcella because for 2 years I was calling her, and everybody else was calling her Marcella, because that's how she introduced herself to us.
Okay, so...
But then I met another one of our coworkers, and she said, oh, well, Marcella said this, and I said, well, it's Marcella.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 2 days later I find out I'm a... a-hole, because we're on morning radio.
There it is. This isn't in a bar.
Two years.
The introducing as that
that's
is that that's
yeah,
not your
that's
fault.
That's what gets me.
Do you? So Sara, obviously, you're mispronounced all the time.
Yeah.
Do you correct? And I'm.
And that's why I did it because I knew.
Yes.
And I just said this would be a good topic
just
of conversation.
I'm a Brianna.
Okay.
And people obviously say Brianna all the time when they see my name in print.
Mm-hmm.
Do you correct people just randomly?
Yeah.
You do?
If I didn't, everybody would call me Sarah all the time.
No,
as opposed
like,
to now where people call me Sarah probably like 25% of
like
the time.
Like Sarah table for eight? Are you like, it's Sarah?
No.
Really?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
But when I'm telling the hostess my name, I don't say Sarah.
Yeah.
You know what
course.
I mean? They write it down.
Yeah.
Somebody else, they read it, you know.
Right.
I'm very ashamed to say this is like my level of people pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
I started going by Bree because I was uncomfortable with correcting people.
Mm.
From Brianna to Brianna?
Yeah.
Or from Brianna to Brianna.
My name is Brianna.
Yeah.
People say Brianna.
Yep.
I was so uncomfortable with correcting people all the time. Just started going by Bree.
Mm.
And people say Bree wrong sometimes.
That's why most people have a nickname.
Yeah.
They just don't want to be talking about their name all the time.
Absolutely. I mean, this is the struggle.
Yeah. Anthony is listening to a voice memo.
No, I was just making sure that we were truly on air.
Oh, good. Thank you for doing
also,
that.
Also, it's just... Both of you are a little more boring than I expected, and so I just what can I do to get out of this?
Really
kind of
thought you guys would be funny.
Kind of escape from this whole situation. Mm-hmm. The naming thing, I was like, this just isn't my tangent, so let me just kind of back off for a second. It's actually Anthony is my name.
Yeah.
So how are, I mean, so you, like, Starbucks is the classic. So when you go naming-wise.
Oh,
Brie
I put
is pretty
Charlie
easy.
Kirk. At
oh, perfect. Yeah.
At Starbucks, I am Palestine at Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
And then I'll say, why didn't you say it?
Yeah.
Why didn't you call my name?
Say my name.
It's not a tall black coffee. It's Charlie. I am Charlie Kirk.
Sorry. It's We Are Charlie Kirk.
Oh, yeah, we are Charlie Kirk.
We are Charlie Kirk.
Wow.
I carry the flame. Sorry.
It's a great song. Don't be sorry.
It really is.
It's
tough.
Is it fully AI?
Yeah.
That's on
probably.
100%. Cool, 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 cool.
Probably.
That's correct.
There's that. You got Charlie, Charlie, Kirky.
Oh,
that's
wow.
another
oh.
good
oh.
meme. So, Charlie, Charlie, Kirky. I won't sing the rest.
Wow.
Terrible.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad
yeah,
song.
Yeah, we don't want to pay residuals to that robot.
Oh, yeah, please.
It, was
gosh.
A, it was a 9-year-old for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Nice, 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 nice. Obviously, you mentioned you're living in LA. You came back to Portland.
Yeah.
What are you back in Portland for?
Let's go. So excited to be in Portland taping my first comedy special. Here on May 2nd, Saturday at Kickstand Comedy. I have a show at 6:30. Sold out.
Oh,
you lost your shot.
Sucks.
People
to
who
suck.
Wanted to go to bed at 10.
Yeah. That's actually most of the people in Portland.
True. And that's why tickets are only available for the 9 p.m. show.
So please, yeah, you can get those tickets at merktickets.com.
Nice.
And they're going fast, babe.
They're going fast.
They're going fast,
babe. We got about 20 left. Yeah, and I believe
not a lot.
By the end of the day, there will be zero.
Yeah.
I believe that as well.
And we will be taping the special so that Brie will be releasing it. Unknown platform as of yet.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but,
excited.
Yeah, we're very excited.
Yeah,
and then we're
nice.
Going to do, on Sunday, we're going to go around to Brie's favorite little spots
nice.
In Portland,
yes.
some of the places she talks about in the special,
ooh.
And get a little bit of B-roll and a little bit
ooh.
Of off-the-cuff improv.
Nice. Yeah,
stuff.
I do like that. I feel like that's happening more and more with specials
yeah.
to where they'll have my one of the ones, I mean, like...
yeah, tell me.
The Great Depression, Gary Goldman had that,
oh,
which is
cool.
really good. Just
oh,
like a narrative kind of woven into the stand-up
yeah.
is very cool. It just gives more personality. Like, it's a... Was that a creative choice, or just
yeah.
because you're back in your hometown? What
I was
going
to drop another one is Whitmer Thomas's special.
Oh,
is very,
that.
Like, hometown,
yeah.
like, very a good story. That was nominated for an award.
Integrates
ooh.
A lot of,
yeah.
Like, home movie footage.
Yeah.
It's about, like,
that's,
his family
yeah.
and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be, yeah, that was sort of the inspo,
mm-hmm.
is, like, a little bit of storytelling. And also, you know, with digital, it's like, we can shoot as much as
right.
we want.
Yeah.
And, you know, cut. And,
I'm also,
yeah.
for me... There's so many stand-up specials that are videos that are taped
right.
that I'm like, I'm just listening to this, to be honest with
right.
you. Like,
yeah.
I'm listening to this like
yeah.
an album. This could be an audio album.
Yes.
But you're spending all this money to tape it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, for me, it's like a way to add a little bit of interest
yeah.
to the video special and
yeah.
make it like, you can, you know, once this special is taped, you will be able to listen to it audio
right.
only.
Yeah. Right.
But I think for viewers that,
oh, yeah.
you know, they want to look at the screen,
yeah.
you got to give them something to look at.
Yeah.
And we hired a production designer here
ooh.
In Portland, who's like a friend of mine from Portland Theater named Jade Harris. She's like incredible, and she has
she's
great taste. So we're going to have like a beautiful set at
love
Kickstand
it.
Comedy.
Love it.
You know, the good people at Kickstand
yeah.
are letting us like hang a pretty curtain and
oh,
like put a bunch of like weird plants and fabrics on stage.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Stuff,
perfect.
The little
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stuff.
Really just trying to femme out comedy
perfect.
Because who said a brick wall was the thing?
Yeah.
Well, or you know what it is most of the time, it's just a black void.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, if you're seeing live comedy, I don't care what's behind it.
Right.
But again, if you're watching it on a
you
video,
want it to be,
I want it to be cute.
Yeah.
And this, you know, I think what attracted me to stand-up was like, one man, one microphone, nothing else, baby. Because I came from Portland, or you know, like sketch comedy,
right.
and like, and I was sick of my car being full of like rubber chickens and props and stuff.
The
for
classic.
Real. For real.
The classic prop, you know, every sketch.
I did, I don't, way back in the day, I don't know if anybody has ever heard of Action Adventure Theater. It was
mm-hmm.
like a theater that me and my buddies from Reed College did throughout my early life in Portland. And yeah, we were just like indie theater, so my car was full of crap all the time.
Yeah.
So I went
classic.
To stand up, and that was fun. And now I kind of like miss a bunch of crap on stage.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, it probably gives a more comfortable space too, just to exist
yeah.
in. Like, it's your. Fully your space,
yeah,
which is very cool.
For sure.
And sorry, you are directing this.
I
is that correct?
This,
so
yes.
how is that? Because I've been in around like, you know, directing sketch. You obviously have like a script, and there's obviously stand up. You do have a script as well,
no,
sort of. but there's like kind of a clearer thing. So when you're approaching a stand up set, which is it's like a one person show essentially. How what is a you know who you know the set ideas and things like that, how was that kind of molded into something that was that turned into this show?
I think we kind of started from the material because Brie,
mm-hmm.
I've you know been seeing, I've been watching Bree do comedy for a long time, and I knew kind of the general gist of the material she was going to do, and we kind of went from that. Jade was a huge part of it once we brought her in to do production design. Like, we really started figuring out the visuals and stuff. I mean, yeah, it all kind of springs from the through line of the show,
right,
which is pleasure.
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 Infinite pleasure.
We all love it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And we thought, what's pleasurable? And for me, it's shiny fabrics.
For everybody. So I think that's kind of one of those things where you can kind of blanket that statement over over everybody.
And ranch.
And ranch.
And Diet Coke.
Is LaDante coming up for it, or is that...
Yeah, he is.
He has
maybe
to
he's
work.
Working.
He
I know. But he's like right there in Terminal B.
He's right there.
Could just hop on a flight. You pass security.
We
did
send a message to Guy to try to get him, you know, use some of his weight, you know, throw his weight around. But, you know, he just wants to go to Stagecoach and hang out with Sydney Sweeney and whatever. Guy Fieri.
Whatever he does.
The Adventures of Guy Fieri.
He's got to go get his tips refrosted.
I mean, it's a constant upkeep. They're always fresh.
Mm-hmm. And his hair is always the same length.
Yes.
I mean, he's getting that trim every 2 weeks.
We didn't talk about this, Sara, but they have this thing called trash can nachos. Do you know what that is?
No, I saw it on the menu, but I didn't. I tried not to look at it.
Such a nightmare, you guys.
Where is it? Where is this?
It's a Guy Fieri signature dish.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And I saw it, like, because it was on Bon Appetit as, like, a ha-ha-ha, look at these trashy foods. But they take a... you know, one of those industrial size, like, cans, like, at a school where you get canned chili or something. So it's empty. It's just a can. And then they build the nachos inside of the can, like, at a fine dining, putting things in a ring.
Yeah.
And then at the table, they pull the can so that all
upsetting.
The spillings...
This is upsetting.
Oh, my God.
They call it... I think it's called garbage can nachos.
It's trash can nachos, yeah.
Trash can nachos. Yeah. Bummer.
This is really upsetting.
It does sound kind of
eat
good.
This slop, you.
Yeah.
You
here's
pigs.
A slop, slop for the trough.
Et voila. Slop.
Slop.
Le slop.
Yeah. Do they use nacho cheese? They got it.
Oh,
you have to have
the
sloppiest.
Now, I'm not saying that nacho cheese is a bad thing.
Right.
I'm not even saying that eating slop out of a can is a bad thing.
We love slop.
If I could have a trough.
But there's something about marketing that has a name of a food that has trash can in it.
Yeah.
I just don't think they respect me.
Probably true. Anything I've heard about, I haven't had the pleasure of dining at a Guy Fieri establishment, but I know he had like a Times Square restaurant or something in a big space in New York, and it just got ripped to shreds because everyone's like, what is this?
Oh, yeah,
he leans into
right.
his...
I think
his...
when you work in food for a long time, it's similar to being in comedy for a while. You lose track of what people want to eat because you're surrounded by it all the time.
Right.
Whether you're Guy Fieri or like a fine dining chef, you just get so immersed in the world and so used to the standards and so obsessed with deviating from the standards no matter what the cost. That I think you completely lose track of what it is people want to eat and how they want you to present it to them.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Everybody wants it in a trash. Also,
they want it in a trash can because it's new. It's like, no, people just want nachos.
Yeah. Because when I'm picturing like a Cisco.
Yeah.
Can.
That's good. Yeah, Cisco.
The ones that you do buy like 3 gallons of nacho cheese in, and like I'm sure they have remedied this, but my immediate thing is like I don't think you can cook. In those, like it just seems.
You're not supposed to cook in those.
Yeah, you're not supposed to heat those up.
Yeah,
you can't put it in the microwave.
They
that's for
BPA
sure.
All in them.
All sorts of leaching. But
so
I'm
much
sure,
leaching.
Again, I'm
we're
sure
leaching.
They have a culinary food safe.
We're chopped. We're leaching.
Right.
Yes. We're chopped. We're leaching.
Yeah. Hit a couple for the younger audience that's up at the Gen Alphas that are up right now.
Yeah.
BPAs are so on.
Yeah. No cap, no cap. Is no cap still a thing?
Yeah,
okay, cool. I knew that.
But please text us and tell us if no cap is still a thing.
Yeah, please, all the slang that the hip cool lingo that we just used, 971-220-5979. I just want to say shouts out to Dave from Nehalem, if he's listening.
Oh.
Friend of the show.
Cute.
Oh, can I do a shout out?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out David Gordon.
All right.
That's my friend.
Oh, nice.
He's not listening. I didn't tell him I was
shouting. Wow, some friend. Come on, David.
Hello, Nehalem.
Yeah, and Manzanita. Mm-hmm. And Rockaway Beach.
Are we just naming lesser Portland coastal destinations?
Well, this is part of the...
You guys have a Rockaway Beach here?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice little town. Yeah, It's a nice little town. Quaint. Small, right by Tillamook. The cheese factory.
Oh. Absolutely. Big fan of the cheese.
Yeah.
This is a real dairy-focused show.
What?
We went ranch. This is
morning radio. Bye-bye.
It's the morning cheese.
Glop, glop, glop.
It's the kickstand cheese crew.
Kicking off.
It's the dairy farm. Yeah.
Perfect. Yep. And that's, I think, instead of the next musical break, I'm just going to, just ASMR of cheese.
Cheese sounds?
I think
cheese
the reason that the slopping. Ranch at Buttermilk, I'm sorry, that the Buttermilk Ranch at Guy Fieri's Kitchen and Bar is so good is they use pig milk.
Stop.
And a lot of restaurants don't do that.
A lot of restaurants, they're too scared.
They're too scared.
Because of the botulism.
Yeah. And that's, yeah.
I have nipples. Can you milk me?
And Guy Fieri said, yes, I can.
Yes.
Meet the Fockers reference. No need to dump. It's a film title.
I'm so nervous. I'm sweating.
That's from Meet the Parents, but okay.
Oh, Meet the Parents.
Wow.
New Ariana Meet the Parents spinoff coming.
Yeah.
I can't.
It's what we were all asked. Speaking of, you're just surrounded by it. You don't know what the people want anymore.
100%.
Amen.
It's not.
Ariana's handlers every day of the week.
Yeah.
How about we get her into, a family comedy picture with some of our comedy legends?
Yeah,
it's because the viewer feedback from Wicked said that she was too scary and sharp looking.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, let's put her next to Robert De Niro. She'll look normal and cute.
Bro, are we? Okay, I lose people all the time, but I literally don't know why Ariana Grande is famous. But some people have put her on a diva pedestal like she's freaking Bette Midler,
Bro,
Beyonce.
She does have pipes.
She does have pipes.
Yeah.
I don't like to admit it because I don't really, I don't feel good about the fact that she's famous, but she does have pipes.
I truly do not think her singing is any better than most TikTok YouTube singers, you know.
I mean, you're right about
the
that.
Raw talent is whatever. All right, write in, tell
right
us
in. You know, we're going off on Ariana, if you're listening, text in 971-220-5979.
Text in. Tell
stop
us what wrong.
Stop talking to Guy. I know you're hanging out.
Yeah.
Text in. Also, I just know she's weird famous. It's one of those people that has been famous for so long that they're no longer they're disconnected from reality, and you see it, and you're like, I can't imagine having a conversation with you because I don't think you could have a normal human.
And she's in a lot of cultural spaces that I like. She's friends with I don't know Bo and Yang and the a lot of SNL people.
Yeah.
She's in comedy, right? And then she's also a big Drag Race fan.
Oh, really?
She's heavy in the queer and drag community, and I'm like, I don't know. I want to see her do something that I'll like. I'm rooting for her, you know? But, I just don't think the fame is commensurate with the talent. And she's so small.
She's so small.
That's one of those,
I
she's
just want to wrap her in, an emergency blanket.
Yeah, she needs it. She needs it.
Yeah.
That's one of those celebrities where I think all celebrities are way shorter than I imagine them to be. And she's one where I'm like, you look the accurate height.
If we can get a little bit dark here on the morning radio.
Right, please.
The first thing I ever learned about Ariana Grande was something that a friend told me, which was that the reason that she wore her hair in this high ponytail was to cover up bald spots that she has from getting her hair dyed every week when she was on a Nickelodeon show when she was 12 and they gave her pink hair. Why they didn't put a wig on this child, I cannot tell you.
Yeah, why would
but
they
instead,
put a wig
they,
on a child?
They literally gave her lasting physical damage by dyeing her hair hot pink every 1 to 2 weeks. And that was a horrifying fact, and everything I've learned about Ariana Grande since has been equally horrifying.
Baby girl. Let's get her free.
She
free
deserves
Ari.
Free, yeah. You heard it here, hopefully not first, you know. Maybe other people are saying it. I think other morning shows are certainly talking about it. And that's probably why it hasn't gotten out so much, because
The morning show Ari discourse is,
I mean, it's hot.
Thick.
It's hot.
Dense.
Yes. But that's, being a
actor.
It's got to be wild.
Yeah. We talk about this a lot because I was a child actor. Shout out Hollywood District ABC Kids Acting Schools.
Shout out.
I didn't get a lot of work, but I would have killed for that kind of attention.
Absolutely.
As a child.
Right.
Many children would.
I would have let people dye my hair literally any color they wanted. I would have let them starve me and beat me, and that's why that being a child actor is
bad.
You would have
ethnically morphed as
Jewish.
Mm-hmm,
I wonder what race they would have made me if I was a child actor.
Definitely Latina first.
Definitely Latina first.
And then maybe they would let you be Asian, which you are.
I would probably, indigenous peoples, for sure. Yep.
I think they would have been
the range.
Brazilian.
Wow. I would have been like Edward James Olmos? No.
Where's he
who
from?
Am I thinking of?
I don't know.
It's one of those actors who can play every
James
single...
James Earl Jones. Ben Kingsley.
People with three names can kind of do it all, you know?
Right.
Ben Kingsley is the one that gets me, because I'm Iranian, and they're always casting Ben Kingsley to play Iranians. And I'm like, look, he's got a big nose, but that's it.
He's South Asian, right?
I don't know. I think he's like half Indian or something.
Oh,
but, you know, famously in House of Sand and Fog, and I gotta say, it's not a great accent.
Ooh,
doesn't work
tough.
For me.
It's
I feel
tough.
Like you could have gotten an Iranian guy.
Get someone with a Farsi accent.
Yeah, yeah. An Iranian accent is not that hard. Dude, we got a lot of them. In the Valley?
Yeah, in the Valley.
In Burbank?
Burbank?
Yeah.
Is that the Valley?
No, Encino.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yes.
Encino. I don't know anything about... I barely know... I'm really bad at California geography, because it's long.
That's
I'm
okay.
Like,
I didn't
like,
know about Nehalem.
Oh, talk about Nehalem, Wheeler,
don't
Manzanita, and Rockaway,
Nehalem.
It's a part of the Oregon coast. Couldn't tell you... I think it's in the middle.
It's like a little inlet.
It's a little...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out Nehalem.
Shout
if
out
you're
Nehalem.
From Nehalem.
You're valuable.
I hope that you're looking out onto your beautiful ocean view.
I'm sure there's whales there now, I think, around that
oh
area.
My God.
Yeah. It's whale time.
I just want to see a whale.
Yeah. Like a real life whale.
Literally the best thing that has ever happened to me in doing comedy was once I was in Santa Cruz for a comedy competition and I saw a whale.
Huge.
And I love doing comedy.
Huge.
So seeing a whale was
right.
The best day of my life.
What
it's
kind
in your
of,
bio now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw a whale.
It's my biggest credit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am DB.
Seeing a whale in person is unbelievable.
Yeah. What
it
kind
really
of whale was
you.
It?
I don't know. I think it was a humpback whale.
Huge
but
whale.
It's so big
yeah.
that you it's hard to even
yeah.
take in.
Yeah.
It feels it was swimming back and forth for like 3 hours,
oh.
Very close to the beach. Some people swam out and touched it, which you shouldn't.
Yeah, no, I think that's
swam.
Yeah, I was very close to it, but like it, people would go up and touch its fin and stuff.
Yeah.
And again, don't do that; very dangerous. If it moves its fin just a little bit,
yeah.
like you could die. But it was—it's like seeing a building move.
Yeah,
it's that big. It's truly. I screamed.
It makes
I mean,
me
it's
very
crazy.
Emotional to think about touching a whale or seeing a whale.
But also
I
the
was crying and screaming.
The audacity to be like, I'm gonna touch that. I'm gonna go touch that. It's a bunch of bunch of white dudes that did.
Oh,
that.
It was a white dude. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100% with dreads with
a woman
with
of
locks.
Color. Want to touch a whale and kiss it? I want to hold. I want to ride it.
I won't.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, this is an aspiration of mine. Is if you go to Baja California, there are whaling, you know, like tours and stuff
right.
like that. And I see videos of people kissing them, and they clean the barnacles off. And so the whales show up like they're at the barber shop.
Oh, hey,
they're
trim
like,
me up.
We're here.
A little off the back.
Give me a fade.
Oh,
I'm a whale. Give me a whale fade.
Whale fade. Oh.
Take it to the skin.
That's incredible. That's an okay whale and human. Like, let me get you a little trim up.
Let me
that's
take
nice.
Your, yeah.
That's nice.
The, you know, the
shaving a haircut.
Yeah.
Two bits.
Two whales.
Two whales.
Man, we're great at improv.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah,
bits and tangents and whales. Anytime you can get a whale in there. Yeah, gosh.
It was,
whales.
Again, to make your morning radio show very dark, did you know it was legal to hunt whales for dog food up until the mid-70s?
Damn!
And
I've actually
don't have as many whales as we used to.
I've actually tried to get that back. Because I've been seeing, I just, I got,
my dog
I have, well, I have a dog, and I'm like, well, I'm feeding it salmon. I was like, well, what he craves is the meat of a mammal.
And it's so much more efficient to kill one big whale than
a million salmon. Oh,
do you guys
gosh.
Know that in early America, I think it was the 20s, like people were just trying stuff out.
Sure.
Know?
Yeah.
They were just,
notable thing
stuff against the
about
wall.
The 20s.
Like, there's no previous existing civilization that we could consult about how
yeah.
to farm here. We
right.
just have to
we
gotta,
have to figure it out. So somebody tried to get hippo farming going in the United States as a source of meat because they were so large.
Right.
It didn't take off.
Yeah, they're not domesticatable.
Hippos are famously like very aggressive and like whatever, and people couldn't get the branding right on hippo meat.
I mean, it's hard to, how do you do it?
Because, you know, pig is pork.
Right.
Beef is cow. What do we even call hippo? Bloop?
Hef.
Hef, yeah.
Hef is good.
Hef. But then that's a heifer is a cow, though.
Heifer is a cow. I learned that fun fact on an episode of The Dollop, which is a comedy history podcast that Sara works for.
Ooh.
Yeah, I read for The Dollop sometimes. That's how I know so many dark facts.
No, that's great.
Have you heard of that one? It's a good podcast.
I love a history comedy.
Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds.
Dave Anthony and Gareth Reynolds. And Gareth Reynolds is improvising and doing the color commentary.
Right.
And Dave is telling
Dave
the story.
Dave writes the story and Gareth does the improv.
That Sara and a team of researchers write.
They've got a lot of
that's
different
awesome.
Writers
yeah.
and researchers.
That's awesome.
Because it's an American history podcast.
Okay.
They have amazing coverage if you want to, like, have a dark day and just, like, hey, I wonder if this Trump guy is bad.
Mm.
They did, like, 4 episodes in 2016 about his history and like his family.
There's
and
also
every
really
single court case. It's really kind of gratifying to see it all at once. Mm-hmm. In it. And then that was 10 years ago.
Right.
Since then,
there's been 10
years.
That was 10 years ago.
They should bring it back.
They should do it.
You could revamp it. Because you got 10 years of new stuff.
Yeah. The Steven Seagal one's really good. That episode arc.
Yeah.
Oh, the Alex Jones one is really good.
Oh, incredible.
There's also a... what's the guy from the South who is basically dead already? He looks like a turtle.
Mitch McConnell. Yeah, looks like a turtle is a huge descriptor. Immediate connection on that.
It's early, and so I can't remember all my ghouls.
Yeah,
top of
mine, it's top.
Know?
Well, there's so many now. I think it's the ghoul era, unfortunately. So okay, the dollop. Very good. I love a good history slash.
Hashtag
comedy.
I'm in my ghoul era.
Ghoul era. Where are my ghoulies at?
Yeah. That sounds like something Ariana is going to start doing. She might be in a ghoul era.
She might get into a ghoul era where she starts looking like the girl from The Ring.
Like wet hair is
wet
really
hair,
back. She brings it back.
Coming down the stairs in a
backwards.
Yeah. Like that's how she enters the Academy Awards or whatever.
Yeah.
Just coming down.
Walking backwards down the stairs.
Yeah.
She comes
down the stairs at the Met Gala. So brave. Just wearing like a hospital gown.
Yeah.
Just wet. Ugh. I mean, that would
have... That was the scariest thing about that ring girl was how wet she was.
Yeah, I'm like, just get a towel. She's like, ah, like, oh, that's
towel.
All, yeah.
She's cold.
Oh, my God. Going through a TV, it can't be warm in there. I don't know.
Can't be warm in there.
I don't know a lot about TVs, but a cathode ray tube doesn't really seem
sounds
nice
like
and
you
cozy.
Do know a lot about TVs.
I know, that's
you
it. That's
two
it.
Things about a TV.
That's all I got.
Okay.
That's,
are you a VCR guy?
I have one, but it's in my shed.
Does
so.
It work?
It's a good question. Mm-hmm. I do have a... small little like old TV.
Nice.
So I play Nintendo 64 on it sometimes.
Cathode one.
Mm-hmm. But it makes a really high pitched whining sound when you turn it on, and so I don't think it's long for this world.
Y'all ever
it's
seen
okay.
that video of Bjork looking at the inside of a TV?
Absolutely.
It's
no,
so
I
good.
I do need to watch this.
She says,
wait, you've never seen it in me?
Oh, you've got to see it. Everyone at home should also be pulling this up immediately.
Yeah.
Bjork looks inside of a TV.
Okay.
She's like, It's like a city inside. It's all, and these are streets. And
you're making her very witchy.
But she kind of is witchy,
she's
though.
She's kind of witchy,
but
it's
And should be
she's
more
quite young in
breathy?
It. She's like 20. Yeah,
right.
And I'm not sure if they can get out of the TV or if the buses run out of TV into my living room.
Incredible. That was I closed my eyes and I was in the video.
Oh.
It was incredible. Cuz that's also imagine like I don't know a second language, which is a tragedy, but imagine knowing like a second
Canceled.
Language. I know.
Cancel him.
I know. And then using it to say though like be that incredible.
Yeah.
Without like I know enough English to describe the inside of a TV in the best way. Possible. I can't even do that, and I quote unquote.
She says something about poets in that video, and it kind of ends with she's like, "This is why you should not trust poets."
Yeah,
so good.
And that's a real message.
That's a real message.
Bjork hates. Watch out for the Bjork Ariana
canceled
collab coming
can't
out.
Can't wait for Ariana Grande's chapbook of poetry.
What?
That was a joke. That was a poetry joke.
It all seems real.
I know. I'm like, you could say anything.
Truly,
I'm like, oh, she probably is doing.
Blank stares.
She probably is working on something. Incredible.
She's in her rupee power.
But
era.
Honestly, just to take another moment
for Ariana Slater,
Bjork should be so much more famous than Ariana Grande. And I asked a 23-year-old coworker if they knew who Bjork was, who aspires to be a dance pop music creator, and they said no.
Now you
that's
gotta
wild to
do
me.
Your
but
homework.
You know who she loves? Ariana. Ari.
I mean, they do make very different kinds of music.
Yeah.
But I do still think that she should know who Bjork is.
She's an electronic music legend.
Right.
If you care
here
about
and now.
Music at all.
Here and now.
Absolutely.
Her performance with Rosalia this year.
She's releasing albums.
Incredible.
Wow. Still doing it.
Still doing it.
Triple Scorpio.
Yeah. What?
Wow.
You know who else Triple Scorpio?
Who?
RuPaul.
Ooh,
RuPaul Charles.
Wow.
Wait, which one? Ari or no? Yeah. Ari is famously a Cancer.
Bjork.
Bjork. Triple Scorpio.
Wow.
Spooky.
Yeah.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Very.
I'm a double Pisces, so I don't know.
Oh,
I don't,
cute.
Don't know what that means. But
Risa Pisces.
Soft.
Soft.
Soft boy.
Yeah, it happens.
We had
I
a
was,
fun show
yeah.
going in L.A. where we had all the water signs represented.
Yeah.
Nice.
We had a Scorpio, a Cancer, and a Pisces.
There's a wonderful show at Kickstand called the Shouts out to Diana and Naomi of Astralo Show.
Cute.
Wonderful show.
What do they do?
They have it every month based on the sign.
Oh, the vibe of the show.
Yeah,
is
like,
season.
So they do a little presentation on what the sign is. They usually have like a guest performer.
Oh my God.
Whatever the vibe
That's
is, and then there's a little improv at the end. It's a very, very
Anthony,
good show.
Anthony, should we do it together in March next year? We'll do our little Pisces Power Hour?
I don't mean to... I mean, yes, is
okay.
the answer. I did the Pisces show.
Oh, you did?
Crowned Pisces of the Year. I don't mean to...
Wow,
you know, so it's kind of a big... I didn't want to, like... It's just... I'm glad it came up in conversation, because it's weird to bring it up,
even though
I do most of the times, because not every conversation leads here, as much as I try and steer it that way, but... So, yeah, it is a very fun show. It's good energy,
That's
good
cute.
Vibes.
That's cute.
Naomi and Diana, also big Diet Coke fans.
Oh,
so,
good.
Naomi had her first Diet Coke with lime last show. It was a big moment. It was a big moment for the crowd to be there to witness it, for
right.
her to be in that moment to do it. It was
It's
amazing.
An important moment
yeah.
in a person's life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Diet Coke with lime feels like a Gemini season show, but I guess... If
was
you
Taurus, I think was that.
Yeah,
was that
We're
April?
We're in Taurus season
okay.
now. April. It was probably Aries season.
Aries,
sounds,
that's what it was.
That's
Aries.
A good time to like
yeah.
impulsive. She's like, you know what? Screw it. Get
yep.
me a Diet Coke with
yep.
lime. That's
yep.
the Aries season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good
Gemini
know.
Is like, okay, Diet Coke with lime. No, let me do a Diet Coke on. Let me just get a. Let's just have a normal. No, let's get
you
a
know
full
what? RC.
Yeah.
RC.
Are people still drinking RC?
We had one last night.
Whoa.
Diet RC.
It's most bars in Portland, like most dive bars in Portland, have had RC
it.
For
yeah.
a long time, and I think it's because it's just too gnarly to pay the Coca-Cola Corporation to keep it on tap.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow.
A bar I worked at for a long time had RC. It was okay.
What's the vibe?
A little thinner in flavor, I would say. A little bit more like, oh, has this been on? Is this an antique
stale?
That I pulled off the
yeah.
shelf for? You know, it was.
It's not as sweet.
Yeah,
that's
I had
nice.
I had an RC with some cherry syrup in it,
Whoa.
And that was very sweet and delicious.
Oh, okay,
yeah, that sounds
okay.
good.
Yeah, it was really good.
Okay.
I've been getting my Diet Coke for all the psycho Diet Coke heads out there.
We got a lot
One
of
thing
them.
That I do is if you get one at 7-Eleven or like a gas station where they serve coffee, also
Whoa.
You get your Diet Coke. You go to the coffee station. You do like a pump or two of vanilla.
Oh,
girlfriend.
Okay.
You know.
Watch out.
And it's not, you know, you're drinking a diet
right.
beverage, perhaps you don't want the calories, but listen, a pump
Too,
is not
yeah,
going to kill you. It's like
no.
30 calories, it's a little
fine.
Sweetness.
Live a little,
you
treat yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Life's too short to not get a couple pumps of
vanilla. Do you guys know those, like, do you ever watch those people on TikTok who mix drinks in a big cup of ice
yes.
and they use a straw
yes.
to crunch the ice around?
Yeah, like Love the pebble that. Ice. You got to get the pebble ice.
Pebble ice, right. right.
This, we...
There's one lady who
the
uses,
algorithm is crazy.
She's got two like Red Bulls or something like a Red Bull,
right?
And she uses and she's got long nails, so
oh,
she
boy.
Uses
click, click, click.
The
yeah.
the pop tab of one Red Bull to
oh,
open the other Red
yeah.
Bull in a beautiful sort of a Red Bull 69, and she cracks them both
right.
open and then she pours them in. Maybe it's Celsius.
Red Bull 69 is the name of my new band that we're yeah
noise
coming out with.
Noise band.
Yeah, yeah. It's well, just ASMR of.
Very Gen Alpha
of ice
yeah,
crunching.
Yeah,
of
ice crunching. Yeah.
yeah,
I just actually take audio from those videos, mm-hmm. so rip the audio, and then sit there and just hit spacebar on my laptop. Wow.
I could see Red Bull 69 being like a Vegas DJ,
mm-hmm.
or like a Pacific Northwest noise band,
yeah.
as discussed.
Yeah, I mean.
Or like a
trademark
cool,
copyright.
A live streamer.
Fair.
Yes.
Right.
A Red
right.
Bull 69 does sound like somebody who has like 5 billion followers
yeah.
on TikTok
yeah.
who
yeah.
I've never
yeah.
heard of.
Yeah.
yeah. For sure.
They like hit
like
their niche.
When somebody said I show speed, I was like,
yeah.
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
yeah.
It's a guy.
Yeah. And he's like in Meta AI commercials now.
Yeah.
Which
and
is.
He loves China. He's all about the Chinese century.
And he went to Africa to show people that Africa is dope.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
He does
really
travel
for
around.
Africa.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it. Love it. We're going to take a short break. Shouts out to Africa. That wasn't the reason why I am now going to a short musical break. I've been there. I love it. It's great.
Oh, yeah?
I have, yeah.
Okay, we got to talk about it.
Went to Ghana. It's a beautiful place. But you are listening to X-Ray FM KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beats, which have all been previously shouted out, at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. The radio is yours. We're going to take a quick musical sojourn, and then we'll be back and chatting with the lovely Bree and Sarah. Thank you.